Om Shanti, very good evening. So, most welcome to this evening session. I was just thinking that Baba has given us homework, isn't it? All of us know that Baba has asked us to have silence in the mind, to have peace of mind, and to accumulate the power of silence. But more often than not, our mind becomes disturbed, peaceless, and what else? Distracted. And as Mohini Ben said the other day, we also get influenced. So how to become peaceful, to have peace of mind when we have all these distractions and upset or complications? So today we are very fortunate to have Didi Vedanti with us. Perhaps she will share some insights and give us some tools so that we can finish all those complications and distractions and waste, and then we can dance in our mind. I know Didi Vedanti for quite a long while, and I always know she is underneath that small, petite statue. I would say she's a dynamite, very powerful senior yogi. She can move mountains, problems, issues as big as the Himalayas mountain through the power of yoga. She has shared with us many, many things become possible from the impossible. And difficult, big obstacles she's able to overcome. So she's that light and might. And there's one thing we all know about her, if you have listened to her sessions before, is that she is very light-hearted, fun-loving, and a very entertaining yogi. So we can learn a lot from her, how this light-hearted and entertaining nature will enable us to constantly dance, not only physically, but most important, dance in our mind. So let us put our hands together to welcome Didi Vedanti. She's the regional coordinator for the Brahma Kumaris in the Africa region. Thank you, Didi, for coming.
Om Shanti. Who is fixing the time and deciding the time? Who is fixing time and deciding time? That this is for this and this is for that. I'm asking you. We ourselves. So the subject which we have got now, very interesting. That the time to finish, what to finish? Complication, destruction, waste, and so many more things. Now, if this subject in my hand to speak about, I can say that this year, 2016, I have one thought for the effort for the whole year, that I want to do experience of angelic stage. in and out, in action and within. So we are the one who deciding what to do, how to do, which way to do. We all aware that this is the time of confluence age, but it's not starting time of confluence age. So many years have gone already. Already. And only little time remaining of confluence age in our hand. And in that, we are not sure how many years the soul will be in this body for to do effort and to enjoy confluence age. So how we can say that how much time in my hand? Every individual, if we check, how we know? So, we have to do something with firm thought for the self. Because today Baba said in Murli that do your effort. Don't see others what they're doing. So this is the time for me to start to think, to plan, to do, and to fly. No need to wait for next moment that I will do this tomorrow. Do it now or never. So, what my attention, I'm paying attention on two words. Time and effort. Now we need to churn about time. Time is a really wonderful thing. Every time moving. Time is teaching us so much. No need to stuck. It's moving and moving and moving. Now, each one, today night, check within the self, how many years you will be in this body, with good health, for to do effort. You will confuse. When you ask this question to yourself, you will confuse. You cannot find answer about this. You can say, today is in my hand, maybe. Today is in my hand. Nobody knows about tomorrow. So, let me do today whatever I need to do. You know these words here? Actually, I don't like these words, you know. Complication. Good word? Who is creating complication? Thought. And thought create in mind and it create complication. So, cancel this world from your directory. and destruction. That is not our work, that is work Baba has given to Shankar. And what is waste? We have time for that now? This all three words scratch from your diary or from your mind or wherever you see. Now, there is nothing like complication. You know why complication create? Because our mind start to think against drama. Are you with me? Our mind starting to think against drama. Drama is so wonderful, going such a wonderful way. You know, mind start to think, why that way? Why this way? It should not this way. It should that way. Now, drama is the boss of everything. Even Baba respect to drama. And we are creating complication in drama. And it creates destruction in our progress. And in that, whatever negativity comes, that is waste of energy, thought, time, everything. So this all connect with each other. Whatever type of situation, we can say situation instead of complication or we can say situation. Situation fix in drama. Complication fix in drama. Wastage fix in drama. You know, last week, after Amrut Vela, in Nairobi, after Amrut Vela, I reached to kitchen, you know, for my tea. And somebody was working and very nice cup fallen down from the hand. And it make a big noise. And I was smiling. And that person was wondering, instead of he say, how you hold it, why it happened, and I said, good luck. Something good will happen today. But be careful, it should not hurt to your hand or your feet. Be carefully, clean everything and throw in dustbin. Finish. And that person surprised. No question mark. No waste thought. Oh, pair of six cup and one broken. It was such a good set of cup for the guest. Now, we'll get another set. We don't want to disturb here. It's dance. Every step from morning to night, everywhere, wherever you go, keep in mind, I have to live today, wherever, with whom I live, I want to enjoy the vibration, the company, everything. I want to enjoy. If something go wrong, it's fine because it fixes in drama. So it happened. So all this complication is in human nature. we need to learn something great in every step of life and to enjoy. Because we are not king of this body in golden age. We are doing effort for golden age, king of the world, master of everything. And that practice we are doing now, here. Whatever habit up to now we had, we need to change. And today, and today, and today. Strictly. All this year before knowledge or after knowledge, which way I am living? How much change I have done? And what to remain now? It's just time and effort, you know, two things, two wings. Time and effort, time and effort, time and effort. Instead we think about complication or destruction or waste. We start to think time. Instead of in little time, we think to reach to the destination tomorrow. We start to think from now, I'm enjoying my perfection. I'm enjoying my victorious stage. I'm enjoying the happiness of golden age. Let me enjoy the angelic world. Let me enjoy every actor's act, how they acting. Let me see the beauty. Every actor has some beauty. Whoever come on our way, they all are coming to teach something. Let me learn. Everyone coming on my way, they are coming to learn something from me. Let them learn. Let me see the beauty of the remaining confluence age. Confluence age is only for Brahmin. The world people, only people don't know what confluence age. So physically, we are in iron age. Physically. The work we're doing in iron age. But Baba has given name that you are in confluence age. So confluence age is not physically anywhere. It's in our mind that we are in confluence age. Now, if we ask ourselves, from morning to night, how many times we remembering that we are in confluence age? We have no time to think. Because the world of science, we influence so much. Today morning in Pandavan, I was sharing that before many years ago, the life was different. If someone want to see movie, they have to go. They have to pay. They have to buy ticket. They have to pay. They have to go to the theater. And now, movie in hand. Anytime. You don't need to pay. Just in your hand. And time going in that, you know. Messages and this and that, and because it's so much greed now, more because it's WhatsApp and Viber and all these things. It's all free, you know. We can talk more because it's free. So we are not conscious about expense then much. So we're talking more. That is wastage. And that bringing so much destruction. And so much complication. We sharing. Now the world is health conscious, so many messages about health. And it brings us down from the soul conscious to body conscious. I have to eat this, I have to do this way, I have to do this way, I have to do this way, I have to do this way. So we slave of all these things. Now, science is good for to do more service. But if it influences, then so much wastage. So what trick I can give you? You understood already that we have to be so much careful for time and effort. From day one up to now, either it's Sakar Murli or Avyakt Murli. So much treasure Baba has given us, so much treasure. But the capacity of our mind, how much up to now we digested? Because in our efforts, sometimes ego coming up, sometimes sadness coming up, sometimes depression also coming. Many Brahman get depression because they are not able to do yoga. They are not able to do effort. That is not good. How we can say that Brahman get depression? From where it came? Why Brahman get sad? Why Brahman get confused? Why Brahmin comparing each other? Why we don't see our role, my role, in this big drama? Let me understand me. Let me respect me. Let me inspire me. Let me appreciate me. Let me see the beauty. Let me see my hidden quality. And let me use it for the self and for others. Then I think there is no space of any complication or destruction or wastage. Stay with your own self, with self-respect. Never wait for appreciation. Do joy, with courage. There was a very interesting story. I like it and I share with many. You know, there was a professor. One day came in the classroom and asked to student that, "Are you ready? Today I will take your surprise test paper." So the student was relaxed. So now they, because surprise test paper, they are alert now. So professor said, "Okay, now I'm taking your surprise test paper." Then he called one student, he gave a bunch of paper and said, "Give everybody this paper." So he distributed. After everyone got, professor said, "Okay, now you all got paper, start to write." So one of the students said, "Sir, there is no question in this on this paper. So what we write?" The professor asked, "Can you see in the paper anything? Can you see what I gave?" "Say, yeah, a black dot, nothing else." Professor said, "Whatever you can see, you write." And then put everyone on this table. Two, three line, fast. They written and they put all paper, and professor was watching what happening. After everyone finished, then professor said, "This is your surprise test paper." So one of the students said, "There was no question. What we write? It was just a dot." Now professor asked, "What I sent to you all?" They say, "Paper." Professor asked, I have sent to you dot, black dot? No. I have sent you a foolscape paper. What you saw? A black dot. And what about the foolscape paper?" So everybody saw the dots in the paper, not the paper they saw. They written about the dot, not about the paper. They can write that foolscape paper, it can be used for writing letter, it can be used for essay, it can be used for this, it can be used for design. Foolscape paper. So professor said that we human beings have habit not to see the foolscape paper, means full life, in our hand. We have habit to see the problem, means the black dot. Normally whenever we free, we thinking about the problem. Rare we think about success of life. Or rare we thinking that still something more in my life to enjoy. So the professor said that from today, create new habit to see the full life in my hand. Not a dot. Think about full life to enjoy, not the problem. Good lesson? So Baba has given us ocean of knowledge, ocean of peace, ocean of happiness, ocean of joy, ocean of mercy, ocean of power, ocean of purity. You can go on, ocean of mercy, so much. Whatever Baba has, that is our treasure. then what we doing? We thinking about our headache. We thinking about our stomachache. We thinking about small problem. Small responsibility and worried and create complication. The time we got Baba, everything changed. We have entered in unlimited family, unlimited world, unlimited happiness. So this word should be not there now. Finish. So we're not finishing. It finished. It finished now. And firmly, strongly. And after that, even because of our weakness, if any problem or complication come, keep one answer ready for that. All the time, keep one answer ready. Anything come on your way, just reply within, so what? No problem. If anybody comes say, you know problem, so what? No problem. We will find a way. If not today, tomorrow. Let me wait up to tomorrow. But there will be way. So on the spot, no need to react for anything. Peace in mind. That subject is not for to give lectures only. Peace of mind is the subject to experience it. And to give that experience to others. Now we are in unlimited family, unlimited. And when we are in unlimited family, this is the time to enjoy everything unlimited. Can we think God is teaching us? You know, if you go and tell your friends that God is teaching, you know, they will think you are mad. They have no idea that there can be university of God where God can teach personally and human being can get degree. And that we are. So much great achievement we have already. Don't think that, the time of destruction, we will go to soul world. And then we will go to golden age. Today, you know. Today we can enjoy confluence age. We can enjoy iron age. We can enjoy subtle region. We can enjoy soul world. We can enjoy golden age. Today, everything we need to enjoy in this time. Because after perfection, we'll forget everything. We'll be in soul world, then we'll be in golden age. We will not remember. Now we know that we are Brahmin family. But in golden age, when we will take birth, we will remember that, oh, this parent and myself have done effort in confluence age. We'll remember that. There is no chance to go to the past and to think that my parents were Brahmin and Baba was giving Murli and I was also student and we all had done effort in the same class and now they are my parent and I am the child. We'll think that in golden age. And now we all are relative of 84 birth. Different way, different time, different relation, different account. All this wonderful sin scenery of this world drama. If one scene on the screen going on and I think about the next scene, then this I miss. And then I can't relate two scene together, this scene and next scene, because I miss this. So that's why every scene in front of my eye is very, very important. And that scene has come to teach me something, to entertain me, to give me something. Let me take it. You know, last week, I was in Ethiopia, in Africa, in Ethiopia, one of the country. One of the big industrialists had invited me for the opening of the big industry there. And at the same time, his Baba's child also. So, he sent me car to go in. His car, driver. Because it's complicated road to reach, you know, in industrial area. But the other Brahmin said, sit in my car. Because we are also coming. I said, okay. In that car, the driver. In this car, this Brahmin. Let me make happy. Now the Brahmin who was driving, he was thinking, I know everything in this city. I said, follow that car. No. Don't worry. I'll take you in time. Now he have not followed, that car gone that way and that car gone that way. And now and then they communicating, where are you? They can't find each other and already that driver already near the factory and waiting. The opening time was 9:30 morning. And the four who sitting in the car was enjoying my chit chat, so they were in car and they lost the road and 20 kilometers ahead they went already. And now all these big VIPs and government people and the staff, everybody was waiting for me that Didi come and do opening. You know. Now what is my stage? I have to enjoy that I decided to make happy this Brahmin family, this Brahmin. So something is coming to me to learn, so I have to be quiet. I said, okay, try to understand the road, no problem, let them wait. After half an hour late, you know, we reach. That half an hour, I was checking the time and the stage. And I was watching that maybe something going on there for opening, maybe they are not ready to welcome me. I already taken positive thought. When we reach, you know, normally we came out from the car and we were trying to enter in the gate. No. You know, they stop us outside. And now we were 10 from the center. And I was wondering, they said, wait, we are not ready. Because the welcoming group is doing practice. Because they want to do welcome Ethiopian way. You know the Ethiopian way with Ethiopian dress. So they were decorating themselves and all this. They have not told this. They said they are not ready. And we were watching outside. And with them, the group of 50, all the company managers and everybody came and the clapping and welcoming nicely. And, you know, if before half an hour I reach there, then they have to put me in sitting room already. And then they have to put me outside for welcome. Because I have to cut the ribbon. Or they tell, sit in the car. So drama is such an accurate that we need to reach half an hour late. But the question mark, what is your stage? So every step we need to learn, to enjoy, to experience every moment and not waste. I never told this brother that why you not followed. You know, I said, brother, you know very well, no, this city, so it's okay. He feeling it inside. I said, you are very expert, you know, you can find way. No problem, it's okay. So, many scenery, you know, from the morning, keep yourself ready. And one another trick. You know, I have so many tricks. Morning, you know, yesterday I said that Amrut Vela, I wait to go to Baba's room, that Baba is waiting for me. And then Amrut Vela, I feel that Baba is giving me so much power for the day, to enjoy the day. And after Amrut Vela, when they start, I feel that I'm not alone. Director is with me. Baba is with me. I'm a right hand of director. And I'm supervising this drama with him. I'm supervising, like he's supervising, I'm also supervising drama. An observer, I'm enjoying every scene of drama. I remember in December, I fallen down, I missed one step, my feet got sprained. Doctor said, you can't walk now on this feet, you have to sit. I said, thanks Baba, now it's 27 December 2015 and now 2016 starting. So I have so much time to sit and to meditate and suddenly to fly. Instead of I run to people, they will run to me. Let me enjoy. And 1st January, I sat 12 hours continuous in Baba's room for yoga. 12 hours. The bhati was 13 hours. And 1 hour in between, 5 minutes go, little bit out and come with the stick, you know. I'm not allowed to walk just like that. So, thanks, I missed that step. Intentionally, I can't do that, no. But she is in drama. That is gift. So, subtly I was able to enjoy so many days to go within, to churn, to plan, to write, to check my whole Brahmin life. Before this knowledge, how I was, after this knowledge, how I am, and where am I now, and where I have to reach now. Such a wonderful time I got. I appreciate. So this is the way of thinking in life. Then I don't think that this word will remain in our dictionary. So confirm with yourself before you leave this hall that there is no wastage now. What is wastage? Nothing. What is complication? What is destruction? Nothing. Anything come and let it come. I want to enjoy. How we enjoy, it depends on our churning and our relation with Baba. I remember, you know, one day it was a big fire next door and that fire was coming to our building. And everyone was running to stop the fire and all things going on. I decided, let me sit in the reception. Because no one wants to sit in reception, you know. Everyone wants to run in the building. I started to talk with Baba. Baba, this is your building. If it will burn, we will make another one. Doesn't matter. You are responsible. I can't stop this fire now, Baba. It's you are the one who can stop. It was evening, 5 o'clock, bright sun. And the fire brigade came without water. And cutting our tap, water tap, and connecting and taking water in that tank. Things were going on. Then I rang one or two of our brother that come. See, but we are stuck in traffic, so we can't help. When traffic clear, we can reach. I said, no problem. Baba, now you are only the one. I don't know what to do. And you cannot believe what happened within a 15 minutes. Suddenly, heavy rain started to come. Heavy rain. And to confirm for that, because it was bright sun and still heavy rain. So I rang to the very nearer Brahmin that there is rain at your place. You know, this is within a 2 kilometer, you know, just I rang. He said, no, what rain? What are you talking about in this bright sun? I said, okay, put your phone back. Heavy rain. And that rain stopped the fire outside. And meanwhile, another fire brigade came. It was next doorstop with building, and the fire brigade started to put water, and they were trying to close this all fire inside now. Now in this, because of that fire, 3 or 4 window got cracked in our building, and the black flame and so much flame in the house and all this thing, you know. But insurance came quick. Their insurance, our insurance. And after some time, not 3 glass, but all the glass. Because it's black and, you know, look ugly. So, actually we have not done repairing last 20 years. So, all this glass and all the expense, it's insurance have done for us. Enjoyed the drama. So the rain stopped outside, the fire brigade stopped inside, the insurance have done their work. Why I am worried? For what? To create blood pressure. You know, someone asked me, what is your age? I said 72. See, you have no blood pressure or diabetes or anything. I said, no. you don't think anything, you know. Eat whatever you get, sleep wherever you get chance, whatever chance you get of service you do. If you don't get chance, it's okay. If you get appreciation, it's fine. If you don't get appreciation, it's fine. If you get success, it's fine. If you get failure, it's fine. Everything is fine for me. So, it's attitude of life. Don't wait for tomorrow. Enjoy today, today and today. Make today best, and that will help for tomorrow. So this will not happen with your yoga bhakti. This will not happen with your reading so many books and sitting with so many seniors. This is you and your Baba. Just, you know. Can you see? Just you and your Baba. Your Baba is my Baba, but still you say me and my Baba. And Baba will do everything. Baba has planned for us all. You know, somebody asked me, how we know what Baba is saying? What Baba is saying? You see, it's very simple. When a girl gets engaged with a boy, how they understand each other? How the relation growing? How they plan to stay the whole life together is a process. No question of how. This is a process of relation. This is a process of relation of soul and God. You will feel that now Baba is telling me this. How much deeper your love and your relation for Him, you will understand it. And that is the entertainment of conflict. Every time you wait, what Baba is telling me? What Baba is telling? What Baba is telling? What Baba is telling? What Baba is telling? Then slowly, slowly, slowly you will be very clear. Very clear. You know. There will be no mistake. because you have that authority within. You understood it very nicely. You know, one day I was wondering that Baba has created this university, 1 hour study, just 1 hour. And look at the whole Brahmin family all over the world. Only 1 hour study. How many excuses Brahmin have to come for the class all over the world? And now mobile, Murli at home, Murli in the car, Murli in hand. No need to go. 1 hour university for 21 birth. Every day 1 hour. Other thing, whoever going after so much effort, in a 1 hour what they doing? In 1 hour, what they doing? Just I'm putting the points in your mind. How many dosing? How many closing eye? How many go late in the class? How many come out from the class early? All this funny thing happening in godly university. Can you believe? All this. And that's why Baba said number-var, you know, number-wise effort. So in that 1 hour even we not able to take enough benefit from God's study. So how we enjoy Murli? Someone reading every sentence, you know, every sentence. How we can enjoy? It's godly university. So where am I in this university? In which conscious because you don't know this body will help how much. Now you are able to walk, to travel, to reach, to drive to Baba's house. The time come, the situation come, the weather, so many things come on our way. We will not able to go. So that time also will finish to go to the class. So little entertainment coming on our way. So we have to see that for 21 birth inheritance, what I am doing in this conference age. You know, the day I came in knowledge, I had decided I will not keep anyone near and dear friend in Brahmin life. Because before also I had no anyone near and dear friend. So I had kept the same thought. No anyone in Brahmin family I will keep near and dear. From the day I came, from 1965 up to now, I have not a single Brahmin whom I feel that I want to share something, you know. I had a pain, I had a problem, I have this. I have nobody, everything Baba. Everything Baba, from that day up to now. So I don't accumulate problem here to share with Dadi or with senior. I don't collect here anything that this, I don't put underline that this is problem, I want to go and share with Dadi. This is nothing. I'm coming Madhuban to enjoy. I don't want to complain about student, I don't want to complain about student, teacher, I don't want to complain about situation or country or anything. Because I had surrendered my life to become complete. I want to become complete. If I go to put big list of problem to Daddy, she is also king, she is doing effort. Now that king, and I also want to become king. Now I am putting more problem to that king. You know, yesterday or today I was just chit-chatting with some souls that enjoy the victorious jewels. Say, but you know, dadis are there, seniors are there, and they will come in that. How we can think about it? I said, my God. Baba ever announced that who ate will be? Baba ever announced? Baba never announced. Say, but if we think that I will be in 8 bid, it means ego. I said, no. It's entertainment. It's not ego. Because 8 seats are empty now. Go and play. Baba had not put on, you know, 8 seats are empty, you know. 16 seats and 108 and, you know, go and play. Enjoy. Like a small baby. You know, so many shoes outside. The small baby will put the feet in the big shoes and try to walk and then fall down and then again. The small baby like big shoes. So we are small babies, we like that big shoes. You know? Perfect 8 beads, victorious beads, you know. Let me enjoy that seat. When the real will come, we will disappear. But now? Why we miss the chance? Because that's nobody sitting now. Because Baba have not announced. But seats are ready, you know. The place is ready. Victorious jewel in the rosary. Let me think, I'm a victorious jewel. It's not ego. It's intoxication. It's not ego. Your ego will not put you there. Intoxication. Let me enjoy. Wow, Baba, I'm your victorious jewel. But what quality I should adopt in me for that? If I'm in that, I have to be so sweet, so powerful, so humble, so many good quality I need to put in myself, you know. So, what will happen, that intoxication will inspire to decorate yourself. You start to decorate yourself. Enjoy. Well, what I'm sharing, what I'm doing. Are you with me? What I'm doing, that I'm sharing with you. So, this is the tips I gave them. You know, Baba had given from day one the trick of meditation, do with open eye. So in 2016, in the beginning, I was wondering that Brahmin coming for the class, and at the time of traffic control, they dozing. You know. So what I decided, new trick. I tell them that, okay, when traffic control starts, you all get up. And find a pair and look at each other for 3 minutes. So every day now in Nairobi, we have a different type of traffic control in between Murli. And every day they find different partner, you know, they look for other. So I tell them that share your quality through the drashti. Create good vibration. So now everyone doing very powerful meditation, because when they're standing and looking, they can't sleep, na? They have to stand 3 minutes, they have to look each other, they have to give drashti to each other. So every day so much power in them, in each other and in the classroom. Okay?
So as I've said earlier, indeed Didi Vedanti has entertained us with all her special jewels and humorous sessions. So thank you so much, Didi. So Didi will guide us meditation, powerful one, until 7 o'clock.
Today is a great day for me. Today I made my thought great. Today I feel very powerful within. My sweet Baba is with me. I'm enjoying company of Baba. Baba has opened all the treasure for me. My mind is flying like an angel. Experiencing super sensuous joy. I'm full with all treasures which Baba has given me. am spreading vibration of peace all around. I'm enjoying my great fortune. What I wanted in my life, I got that, and I'm enjoying it. I feel free from all bondages. Feeling new energy in my life. I'm a peaceful soul. My mind is enjoying the dance of peace. Om Shanti is my real, real slogan of life. Confluence age is valuable for me. I'm enjoying this beautiful moment of my life. I'm enjoying company of Baba. I'm enjoying all my relations with Baba. My stage is very powerful. I will keep the stage forever with me. To enjoy confluence stage with Baba. I will remember my Om Shanti stage all the time.